touch four areas, particularly on the ASEAN Strategic Action Plan that embodies the goals, initiatives, outcomes, and the framework on the consumer protection, as well as its features, its framework, and processes. ASEAN, as you well know, is launched in 2015, the AEC, or the ASEAN Economic Community, with a market of over 600 million consumers, rising purchasing power, and a young demographic profile. ASEAN represents a lucrative and a growing market. To develop such a market, there's a need for this dynamic economy to, as a people-centered ASEAN, to be able to strengthen its framework in terms of consumer protection, and that anchored on the AEC blueprint of 2025, which charged the directions of the ASEAN member states in the next 10 years, an ASEAN strategic action plan for consumer protection was developed with four goals, particularly on a framework common to all nations to be established, and also the consumer empowerment protection is instituted, as well as the consumer confidence cross-border transaction is established as well, and lastly, on streamlining the consumer concerns in ASEAN policies is integrated. With that, the key indicators, as well as its performance are monitored to be able to see that these goals are met. In terms of its goal, the ASEAN intends to achieve this through, first, the adoption of a high-level principle, as well as a peer review or a self-assessment, the alternative dispute resolution, and the modernization of its legislation. With this, the feature of the ASEAN peer review is an important institutional mechanism, and a principle-based self-assessment approach will be adopted. With that, it is also being considered that it should not be non-adversarial approach and a means of fostering and regional integration in the ASEAN. With the ASEAN review framework, it will be comprised of the adoption of high-level principles that will serve as the aims and aspirations of the in consumer protection in ASEAN. Based on these principles, a self-assessment shall also be an important tool to develop among its country report in the peer review, and that a guidance document on the processes as well as its procedures shall be outlined in this document called the guidance document. In particular, the scope of peer review will be guided by high-level principles, including the review of legislations, institutional mechanisms, and other areas relating to consumer e-commerce, product safety, redress, and other concerns that relate to consumer organization as well as sustainable development. And lastly, let me just walk you through the process by which we intend this peer review be done through a country assessment, whereby country reports can be pictured as a snapshot in determining the state of where the country is, coupled with an external report wherein peer review team shall be organized, and that an external report can be come up with. Lastly, in terms of the discussions and the findings of this development, of these presentations will be done through meetings and then follow-ups and monitoring to be able to address the capacity building and regular updates for all the lessons learned during this review. With that, I hope I was able to share with you the perspective on the ASEAN consumer protection policies, its engagement, as well as the ASEAN peer review on consumer protection laws and policies. Thank you, and our traditional greeting from the Philippines, Mabuhay.
Thank you. I need my time.